Alright, well, welcome back, Mansplaining, episode 13.
Sheesh.
We here, we in the building.
1-3.
We got...
Look who we got, man.
Look who we got back. We got, let's start with that. Let's, we got E&J, a.k.a. Lil Roja Boy, a.k.a.
Money Bag, E-Money.
A.k.a. Quando Rondo Twin.
Quando Rondo. Rajon Rondo. I don't know. Look like everybody.
Little baby cousin.
Drop the dick off in that hole, all that.
I ain't say, see.
What'd he say?
Now, Tim, we got Tim in the building. Timbo.
What up?
A.k.a. Barbecue Poppy in the building. We're good, man. Episode 13. How y'all fellas doing?
That's too close to me. We're Gucci, man.
It's good to see you over there.
It is good, man. It's good to have the fellas back.
That seat was so cold.
It was, dog.
Yeah, I could feel it.
You could feel it.
My bad, big dog.
That's our fault.
You sat over here one time. The first one, I did. I said, look at this nigga in my seat.
Man, I ain't feel your presence there no more, man. So I had to sit there.
I had to feel the energy.
E in the building, man. But make sure y'all follow. We bullshitting, but make sure y'all follow all the social media outlets that'll be in the description below. February, it was the worst Black History Month on planet Earth, okay?
Since when?
Right now. This is the worst. This particular
month, this February.
He's like, since when? No.
I thought you were saying.
This one in 2022 is the worst one ever, man. Also, before we start, man, we want to send our prayers out to Ukraine.
They're gonna need more prayers.
Yeah, hey, but you know, hey, we can only do so much. I'm not in the military, so
that shit is like an arcade game.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't know if it was real or not, but they showed that video of like the plane shooting a missile into the building next to the young lady.
I seen somebody.
I got scared myself. I said, oh, man, it's all over.
I seen somebody sweeping up and crying at the same time. She was sweeping glass and singing crying. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, man. So I got to make sure which ones I'm watching because some of, you know how social media play those games. Sometimes they put, like, stuff that's not really a part of the war. It's like random shit that they found on the internet and said, look what's going on over there, you know? So... But still, prayers, that is happening. Prayers to Ukraine, man. I know they're going to need more than that, but I can't offer nothing more but prayers, man. But anywho, I can't offer nothing else. I can't, man. Shout out to our military personnel that'll be going out there. I don't know why niggas think they're going to get drafted.
Yeah, somebody got to do
it. If you look like me right now, you're not getting drafted. I'm telling you, you couldn't run, shoot, shit anyway, so... You need to be.
So I'm fucked then.
you definitely can't go over there. So all that over there is all war.
All that gunfire, all them missiles.
I'm gonna stay back in the tank, big dog. Y'all go ahead.
I'm gonna stay back in the tank.
Catch up on Power.
You think they out there watching Power?
I'm gonna have me a little cassette tape. I don't care.
He said a cassette tape.
A little TV. Back in the day.
Yeah. A little portable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure technology has improved since then. You don't have to walk around with a portable television.
In a tank? They ain't got no TV in a tank.
Man, let's stop playing about this. Oh, okay. Let's move into why else this is the worst Black History Month ever.
Why else is
So we had Nelly. We had Nelly. You had Little Fizz.
Little Fizz?
Sex tapes release. Leaked this month. Was that this month? That was this month.
Yeah, Nelly for sure.
Well, we want to talk about one specifically, but you had Lil Fizz.
So that's why they're talking about Fizz. Shit, man.
Man, I didn't even know they were talking about, like, all I seen was, like, Nobody, then Lil Fizz, and then Mushrooms.
I was like, shit
on the internet, and I was like, what's that?
Say
what
dick,
that mean?
It's size of a mushroom.
That's what
Lil Fizz
that
dick?
I guess that's what his dick looked like. I guess that would have looked like,
oh,
big dog.
Oh, man.
This is why men do not supposed to send dick pics.
That's wild.
We can't take that.
That's crazy.
Not to get into detail,
but like his whole shit look like a mushroom or just the head? Because you know how the mushroom looks.
shit.
Like, hopefully not this whole
shit. First of all, I have not seen it, so I
ain't
can't
seen
tell
either.
You. I ain't seen I it. Can't tell you what what they talking about. they just said
something on his dick looked like a mushroom.
A mushroom,
and it might be his entire dick that looks like a mushroom, like a fungi. Okay,
that's tough.
That is tough. That's tough, man. And that's probably the worst thing where you think you got it. You like,
yeah.
Internet gonna love this one.
Internet gonna love this one.
Then you're trending, and then you're trending, but all under your trends are mushrooms.
Yeah, bro.
Cut the internet off.
Nah, you gotta kill yourself.
Just end it.
Oh yeah, just end it all, bro. Yeah, man. Hey, fellas, that is a reason why you do not sin.
They were
clapping on Netflix. Not Netflix. Nelly. You seen one? What?
Sent one. A dick pic. Never sent one.
To my girl. Yeah, my girl. But not like some random woman. No.
Yeah. Some random.
Some woman that's just like randomly. No.
Oh damn.
You say, oh, damn, like you sent him.
Nah, go ahead.
No, man, no. Nah, if it's your girl, you can send them to your girl, but don't send them to this random chick that you're trying to smash.
Yeah.
I just think there's better paths to get to the smashing than sending you know what I mean?
That's funny.
That is funny, though.
Dude, send them nowadays.
That's Little Fizz. And then, like, your name's Little Fizz.
You gotta change your name now.
Yeah, you gotta change your name. Little Mushroom Tip.
Go back to your birth name, man.
Yeah.
Go back to the government.
Yeah.
No more Little Fizz.
No more Little Fizz.
Go back to Derek.
Little Fizz.
Derek.
But then there was another one, and I didn't know if this one was true. And so I'm gonna be a little bit more serious on this one because it was kind of lame that it happened to him. But you had Isaiah Rashad. You know what I mean? Who was also supposedly leaked. I don't know who leaked it, but yeah, it was supposedly leaked. And he was in there with a couple of dudes.
Oh, man.
Tim doesn't like the story already. Let me tell you, hey, Tim is a manifester, okay? So Tim comes into the living room, and Tim's like, I swear to God, this is before Isaiah Rashad shit. He comes into the living room. He's like, yo, you hear about all this stuff about the, you know, leak sex? I was like, yeah, man. He's like, man, I thought it was going to be two dudes on there. You know what I mean? That wasn't going to be no good. I said, man, that's crazy. Woke up the next day to Isaiah Rashad.
Two dudes.
Pornhub on the television and everything.
I gotta
man.
Start manifesting millions.
Yeah, just talk about millions of dollars, bro. Let's stay away from the porn tapes and stuff. Stay away from the porn tapes, man. I haven't seen it. I haven't confirmed it is him, but everybody is saying that it's him. And you know what I mean? I think that it is lame that somebody did that to him. You know what I mean? Come out on your own time or maybe he just didn't care. He don't think it was a big deal. I don't think everybody's sexual orientation is a big thing for everybody, you know what I mean? Yeah. Sexual things that you're doing sexually is private, supposedly, until there's tape.
Oh,
it's not. Until it's not. Yeah. So I hope it's like, you know what I mean? I heard like Maul and Rory talking a little bit about it, and I do hope his mental health is like great. I think a lot of people are more worried about his status with TDE. And I know he has an album coming out soon, and they're wondering like how would that play over and Top Dog, so
yeah.
I don't know. What's your thoughts?
I don't like none of it.
You don't like nothing?
From the top to the bottom.
To the top to the bottom.
Nah, I like Isaiah Rashad. That's what
yeah,
I'm
man.
Like.
I fuss with music too.
His preference is his preference, but it just sucks that it's on the internet. Now we all know. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't want that. If it's real and it's true and it's him, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want that out there like that.
Yeah, nah, man. You got to come out on your own time. And like I said, or, you know, maybe he didn't want it to come out at all. Maybe it was like, it was known, but it wasn't known to the public.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know. But yeah, man, I do pray for his mental health, man. I hope he's okay with that. But I mean, you can't be okay with that.
Nah.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying. Like, damn.
Shit.
Yeah, man. I do feel bad for him. But like, it's... And it's crazy too, cause do we think that Isaiah Rashad is like a street dude? Is he like from the streets, or is he just suburban dude?
I think he's more suburban black.
Okay.
I don't think he's from the hood.
You don't think he's from the hood?
No.
Okay. Cool. Never mind. Cause what I was gonna say is I can understand it if he is from the hood. that's just not something that
you don't ever want that.
They on his ass.
Yeah. So yeah. So you know what I mean. I just don't.
And he's part of TDE, which and is then like
yeah, which is like a hood label.
It's a hood label.
Yeah, it's a hood label. So
Schoolboy Q, yeah. Kendrick, and then Isaiah Rashad.
I'm sure they don't care, but like I said, it's more of like the concept of the TDE. Label. It's like their concept, like their hood. Their, yeah.
You don't expect that.
Yeah, you don't. Artist. So yeah, man. I hope he's doing okay and everything, man. Pray for him a little bit. Pray for him a little bit. He should be okay, though.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
When was that? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago during, like, I think that was that week of the Valentine's week.
Oh, no, Valentine's
Day. I feel like it was probably somebody who was mad about not getting a Valentine's.
Oh, man.
Nah.
I feel like it was, hey, man, hey, you, hey, people do crazy shit on, you know, when they don't get Valentine's, though. Everybody
it might have been a guy.
It could have been. It could have been the, one of the dudes in the film.
Yeah.
Oh, could've one been. Of them? Oh,
he man. Said one,
one of them.
Them.
Yeah. Because, you know, nobody gives a damn. Yo,
three
that's
blind
bro.
Niggas.
Yo. What? It's three blind niggas.
You're stupid. Like three blind mice.
Yeah.
This is our last episode.
Yeah, you
know,
this is it.
We know why it's the Isaiah Rashad
episode
shit.
13.
Oh, yeah, episode man. 13.
The end.
The end.
Three blind niggas.
But yeah, man, that's wild, man. I didn't see the, but just the people talking about it, man. Like, yo, you got a TV set up with Pornhub up, and it's just like you can't even.
So it's on Pornhub.
Yeah. They're saying that you see Pornhub first, then the three dudes. So not only was somebody recording, but
oh man,
Pornhub on it back. Yo, that was a day. He had fun though. He had fun. So.
He might be in the industry, man. He's just on the
what you mean?
The porn industry.
Nah, Isaiah Rashad's not in the porn industry.
Man, sure.
He just had it on. Like, you know. You've never done that? You've never put on porn before or during getting it on? Like having sex?
Hold on, what are you talking about?
Oh, you said he was in the industry. I thought you were saying something else.
Nah.
Oh, like, okay.
He might actually do porn on the side. Like gay porn.
Oh,
they get
no,
paid more.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Gay for play?
Gay for pay.
They get paid.
I don't think so. Damn. We're making up narratives now. I hope not.
Nah.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so, though.
I think he just got stopped. Caught up.
Is it just a thought?
Just a thought.
See, that's what happens, too, with men, too. Like, we, because now, like, when it's out of the box, it's like, how long have you been like this?
Yeah.
And that's what people are thinking. Like, I think he actually has, does he have a kid?
I think so.
So, you know how people get. People get like, hey, man, how long
yeah.
have does you
your
grown?
Girl know?
Does yeah,
your
girl? Yeah, does your girl know?
Does your girl?
Yeah, man. Or wow. Are you coming out as gay? Or are you bisexual? Are you coming, like,
there's
what
so
is?
Many questions.
Did they
yeah,
rape
bro.
You?
What?
They might have raped him.
No, that no, oh, not what, man. not what everybody else saying.
Mm. Have you seen it?
No, I have not. But
we're gonna,
hey,
gonna watch it. Tonight,
everybody,
man.
We watch not it. Watching that.
Wow,
you watching that? No,
we all three gonna watch.
No,
that.
We're not.
There's
doing...
plenty of room on the couch.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, I'll be in my room.
on the couch.
It's a popcorn.
We just yeah. So
beer.
About this, I know I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Watch it like a highlight tape.
I know. just sitting there, just analyzing it.
Like, this is crazy. Bring that back.
Yeah, run that back.
Is that
what did he have on Pornhub? Who was that? Lana Rhodes.
Lana
Rhodes. That'd be wild too. Like you're like in the gay porn, but you're watching like straight porn. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I gotta know the logic. What's going on? What's going on here?
On some Cali. That's some Cali shit right there.
Hey, man. What's the video you sent me? You sent me was it Bun B? That was Bun B, right? Yeah. Where you're talking about
parties.
Hey, you're getting
parties.
Invited into these parties and
you know,
there's
what
just
room?
A whole, you don't know what room you're going to be in, but you know, might be in one of them rooms that just
might scare you.
Hey, might scare you. And it's gonna be a celebrity, like somebody that you know.
Like, damn, I didn't know he was like that.
Yeah, man. Sitting on TV like he didn't just snort cocaine next to you. So you know, rapping like he's not taking a needle. So you know what I mean? Hey man.
It's the industry.
Hey, life. That's the industry for you.
Yeah.
That's the industry for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one, Tim. I don't know if I want to go behind that curtain.
I'm good on that one.
I'm good on that one. We're going to hold off on the party.
We'll just stay in Orange County.
Yep, we'll just pod. Just come here for the pod. I'm just here to pod, bro. I'm not here to get into any of that. But on a serious note, man, we're just making jokes. I hope that everybody understands that we're making jokes, man. Cause I mean, you got to joke about it. He ain't dead or nothing, so you got to joke about it a little bit. It's funny to me.
Yeah,
it is funny to me a little bit, just a little bit.
He'll be alright.
Yeah, man. I hope he does come out with new music, bro. I'm listening to Isaiah Rashad 2 more as well. So, like I said, bro, you don't miss, bro. You really don't miss, dog.
It's good shit out there.
Yeah, man. Don Toliver. Isaiah Rashad, like, yeah, you don't miss, big dog. And it's all because Lil Durk, I didn't listen to Lil Durk before he found out, I promise. I got to get some dirt. Future?
Yeah.
Future? He don't like Future.
I don't. Not really. Not like everybody else does. He does have some good songs. Yeah. I don't like Future like that, though. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan like you are.
Future Hendrix.
You eat Hendrix, actually. EJ Hendrix.
EJ Hendrix.
You just keep having names, bro. EJ Hendrix. That's the next one.
Where you been at, E?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I ain't seen you in so long.
Been around the way. Way down the way.
You good, though?
Way down there in Clammy. I'm great.
Clammy? Mm. Can you tell Clammy. The people what Clammy is?
I already
is?
Told them before what Clammy is.
Did you? Did we have an episode where you explain what Clammy is?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move past that. Man. Y'all go find that episode we talked
go
about.
Go Google that.
Yeah, go Google what Clammy is. Somebody's actually going to do that.
Clammy, Georgia.
Clammy, Georgia. But yeah, man, let's move on to Kanye a little bit. We're going to talk about two things. But I want to first start with a STEM player because that's more of the... The thing, he's coming out with Donda 2, and he's going to put it on his new STEM player. And y'all cool? And he's not, actually, he turned down a deal. He turned down like a $100 million deal from like Apple Music as well. He turned down a huge deal.
Yeah, he turned it down, yeah.
Yeah, he turned it down so he can put that on his own STEM player and stuff. Y'all cool with that? Y'all good with that?
No.
No? Okay. No. Explain.
Oh, you'll catch me on Frostwire before I get that damn...
That's how you know you're old, too.
Yeah, you know Frost, I'm old as hell.
Frostwire?
LimeWire.
Frostwire?
I ain't heard of Frostwire.
It was a Frostwire one.
Yeah, you're a little older than me.
That's old.
Shut up.
Y'all look older than me.
All right.
Y'all look older than me.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
catch me on Frostwire before I go get a STEM for $200.
Yeah, man.
I'm good. I love Kanye, though.
I agree with it because it's a black man trying to put, trying to create his own, thing. Yeah, but I also think that, like, especially still with COVID and stuff like $200 for a STEM player, like for a little player and stuff like that, man, that's gone. I don't know how many people are going to get it. And if you do get it, man, please, support. Definitely. I'll never tell y'all not to do it.
So he's not releasing it on all platforms?
He will be releasing it on his STEM player. Yeah, which is supposed to be like, it's Bluetooth and it's supposed to like, I think it's like a website for it. Like I was just looking at it. And you can like download different music to it. And for people who don't know what the STEM player is, it's basically, it has the full song on it and you're able to kind of like break the song apart at its stems, basically what puts the song together to make it the full song, like right. The mastery, the vocals, instrumentals, and things like that. You're able to kind of like isolate that stuff, so you know what I mean. It's kind of cool to play with. It looks cool to play with. I've seen people who've already bought one, so it looks cool.
It's a dope concept.
It is a dope concept.
Like, but you got to pay for it, though.
I'm pretty sure he didn't create it, but yeah, he's kind of
he created the model? Like, what? Why is Kanye, why, like, what? Why do we have to like get that weird to get Donda 2? It doesn't make sense.
I have no idea. I honestly,
weird ass nigga. That's what he's doing.
But I also think it's more of just like a business move. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it's a business move just to kind of
trying to get a dollar.
Kind of sure, but also kind of like
nah,
it's Kanye. It's like Kanye is always trying to like find a way to kind of. I feel like his movements now have been him trying to break away from the music industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. So basically kind of like making his own money. We've seen that with Donda where he went and had like these giant music parties or music release
listening
parties.
Yeah.
Listening parties. Yeah. And now they're like in arenas and things like that. Yeah. No one has ever thought to do that
no.
or has done that before.
No.
And so, you know, you have that now. And so now he's like, all right, so here's what I'll do. I'll put my own exclusive album on, my second album on a stem player where you have to purchase it for $200. And the money goes to him. It doesn't, there's no middleman. There's no anything. There's just, it's him and Kanye, the people that created it, all that stuff. So that's what I believe. Yeah. I just believe that this is a business move.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's about. So,
that's crazy.
But I also get like people who just don't have like the money to get it. We would still love to listen to it. So maybe we got to wait till it goes on YouTube. So somebody puts that bitch on YouTube.
Oh, it's definitely going to be out.
Yeah. So
somewhere else.
We'll see what happens. And I think at some point he will put it out on other platforms. But he wants to kind of see how people respond to the stem player and things like that. Kind of the same thing he did to like the slides, the Yeezy slides.
I was going
to
say.
Everything that he's put out.
The same people in the line for the Yeezys are going to be the same ones.
Yep, there are. Mm-hmm. They absolutely are. So I don't disagree with it, man. I can't disagree with somebody who's trying to find a way to like be innovative in their craft.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I do want to take a side note. And you have seen some of the Yeezy, the Yeezus documentary.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man, do you like it?
On Netflix? Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's super good. We're on episode 2. They just released that. And that was dope. It's dope.
What are your thoughts so far on Kanye? Just like seeing Kanye on there.
Personally, I love Kanye, but like, it's cool because it shows like, it really shows like from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Literally like from like when he started, the dude literally documented like the whole thing from when he started to like, I guess when he's about to pop.
Okay.
So it's like perfect. So it gets you like a good, but the thing is Kanye's always been the same. People are like, he's crazy, but.
He was crazy then.
He was crazy then too.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it really shows like the hate and like they really were trying to like hold him back because he was just a beat maker.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, Dame Dash and Jay-Z, they're like holding him back and trying to like keep him down. You could tell he was just butthurt the whole documentary.
Yeah, of course.
But like he's going to get his time. And that Through the Wire came out and then that was the one.
Yeah.
That was the one, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's a good documentary. They shot it good and it's dope. Okay. Super cool, dope. Cool, y'all go check it out.
Make sure everybody go check that out.
For sure.
Make sure. I'm definitely going to watch some of it tonight. So, but yeah, it's good. I think it's crazy. Like, I do think Kanye is crazy, but I think like with the, I don't think it's the crazy that everybody thinks it is. Like, I think that it's more of like a genius crazy. Like geniuses, they think so far outside of the box and outside the norms that they end up creating crazy projects.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, but they're not normal. So we don't really relate to them or their thought process. So I think that's kind of like what embodies Kanye. So
genius.
Yeah.
Crazy genius. Yeah. Well, you got to be like kind of crazy to come up with some of the shit that he.
You do. Concepts. You have to even like the, I'm going to be real with you. When I noticed he was nuts when he came out with like his Sunday services.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because especially with like Christianity and just hip hop itself, it's always been disconnected and heavily disconnected. Every time you try to put some type of hip hop in, they're like, no, keep it churchy, keep it whatever. And then him just kind of like. Putting that together. Not saying that he's not the first person to try to do that, but he's one of the first people that I've seen people actually accept it and actually start like going to, you know, he has his own choir now and all that stuff. And to me, that was unheard of. Like, that's like, you don't do that.
No.
You know what I mean? And I don't know if y'all call Donda kind of like a Christian album. I don't know if y'all called it that, but he kind of does. So
right. In a way.
I mean, they talk about Jesus, but, you know.
Dear Lord, make it all right.
Yeah, they talk about Jesus, so, you know, I guess you can't call it a Christian album. But.
It's like he took kind of, like, the Christian aspect of, like, going to church and, but, I mean, he's got Fabio Foreign on there.
Yeah,
and,
like, he got, you know, Fabio.
Like,
you
Young
got,
Thug and shit, like.
What's my boy name? Playboy Cardi
on there Cardi just screaming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not really Christian, but, like, at the same time, he tried to, like.
Me and my dad had this conversation like years ago about Christianity and why like youth, like guys our age now, like 20 to that 30 range, aren't going to church anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him were talking about, he was like, man, you know, we want to find a way to kind of like connect with the youth. And the one thing I said was, number one, stop being so judgmental.
Right.
But number two, you got to start I think that gospel in itself has to start making music that kind of like fits the genre of these kids. I'm not sitting here saying you gotta be a, I don't know, 42 Doug or Lil Baby or anything like that, but it does have to fit kind of like a mold. And I'm gonna be honest with you, like Kanye, it does kind of fit that kind of like, it has to be more of Jesus, less judgmental. Like it has to be more of forgiveness and understanding and actually the word itself versus like, all right, I'm like, you're gay, you can't come in here type of shit. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're having sex out of wedlock. Like, not saying that stuff is okay, but still having an understanding that life is life. Like, life happens, things happen, we're all human type of thing like that. So,
right.
Again, that's what I just see in the concept of him creating his Sunday service, all that stuff, now the Christian album, now probably the second Christian album, I don't know. So, yeah, man, so shout out to Kanye, though. I do like what he's doing right now, especially with that stem player. Now we're going to talk about Kim and Kanye. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I don't know if y'all seen a little bit of it. And I'm going to kind of start from, now this is the part of Kanye I actually don't like. This is the crazy part.
Of course, there's a part that we don't like.
Yeah, I don't like crazy men in this situation. So we're gonna start. We're gonna start at the top where he starts. You know, he starts his rant about going to see his kids, and security stopped him at the door. And then I don't know if Pete was in there or not, but then she goes in. I mean, then he goes in and pick his kids up or anything like that. I don't know if he said that Pete was there, but either way, like he wasn't allowed into Kim Kardashian's house, and that kind of started this snowball effect of like his tweets and things like that. Then you had the North situation with the TikTok, where she was on TikTok, and I don't know what she was doing on TikTok. I don't even have a TikTok anymore. So, where North was making videos, he doesn't like that. I think he thinks that that's a little too grown or whatever the case may be. And so, yeah, and recently, like, his actions just been about North and stuff. So I don't know if you guys have seen any of these stories. Have y'all seen any of them?
Nah.
Nah, you haven't?
Saw a little bit.
What do you think, just off the little bit of it, of what you see? Do you think Kanye has a point?
Well, it's his kids.
It is?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, if those are my kids, and, like, I feel like he already had an understanding with Kim.
Yeah.
And then they just went against the understanding was. Yeah, because he was like, I don't want my kids on TikTok. And what happens? North's on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, would she be on TikTok if they weren't divorced? Probably not.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. I think like it's just like all part of the fuckery.
In that part, I don't call him crazy. I do not call him crazy for that.
Yeah.
Because I think of it like this. The one thing I always tell people, keep your kids out of it.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all going through, the divorce or whatever. It's already hard on them enough. Keep the kids out of it. I think if Kanye doesn't want the kids on TikTok, I know she was talking about like she's supervised and things like that, but let's also be real here. Like I'm gonna be honest, I've done stuff even in the light of like supervision where you could just get into stuff. Like you could just get into it, and especially like the internet now, these algorithms are crazy. Sometimes people, they know how to like hack the algorithm where their shit shows up on shit that's not supposed to be out there. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like one minute, let me tell you, like my god niece, all she watches is like, you know, at one point all she was watching was like Baby Shark doo 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 and all the little playful stuff. Nothing wrong with that. I think one day I looked at my tablet and I just went through, and it was like, it's funny, it was like a Future song. It was like his music video. Or something like that. And she's too young to be seeing shit like that. She was very young to see stuff like that. So, again, like, it's very easy for the algorithm to kind of switch up and have that stuff being played during, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I do agree with that. What I don't agree with is the overdoing it.
Like, how he's going about it?
Yeah, because we tell women not to do that shit. We tell women not to go to social media and do all that extra shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're fighting for your family, and that's also a part I'm going to talk about, too. Like, if you're fighting for your family type shit, first of all, I don't think you're out with Julia Fox fighting for your family. And I think now he's with, like, another woman. And it's like, how is that, to me, how is that fighting for your family?
Yeah.
and then putting all that stuff out there. I just don't believe that.
Yeah, bro.
Personally.
I feel like he's just trying to get back. He's trying to stay in the game and trying to get back at Kim. Like, I don't think he honestly cares.
Don't care about that bit.
You don't care about Kim?
No.
You think it's a what do you think it is now?
Just, he's trying to get back with her. Yeah, he might be being petty, but I don't think he wants to get back with her.
You don't think he wants to get back with her?
Nah.
He just wants his kids off TikTok.
Maybe. I mean, I get him there too, man. Because TikTok, man, there's some things on there.
Some creep
kids
there.
Don't need to see.
Yeah. Especially TikTok. I don't think TikTok's really, like, regulated like Instagram and stuff. At least, like, Instagram, like... Yeah, you can, like, get away with certain things, but it sometimes, like, the littlest shit can get you that post removed. Even, like, music or even, like, a nip slip or something like that. Like, I've seen women even talk about that. Like, yo, I was in a bikini and they took my shit off. And it was only because, like, maybe, like, the nipple was out just a tad bit.
You know sometimes what I mean? It even got to be the nipple.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be your ass.
Yeah, it could be just, like,
depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So, TikTok's not really like regulated, which is wild.
Yeah, it's worse than Instagram.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely worse than Instagram.
By a long shot. And maybe they just don't want to regulate at this time. Maybe they're still trying to figure out what TikTok is. But yeah, it's not regulated. It's not really regulated like it should be for kids. So, hey, man. But like I said, the only thing I don't agree with just how he's going about it. Yeah. I don't think I agree with that. I don't think he's fighting for his kids.
So is he making like petty posts on the internet?
Yeah, like even like for example the Super Bowl shit. That shit was wild to me too, where he was like, I'm not so
was he wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Was that it? I think I seen it.
Yeah, but he was like, yo, he was like, I didn't expect to be trending over the Super Bowl, but like I'm still fighting for my family type shit. Like, he was still talking about his family and all that stuff. And I was just like, all right, dude.
While he's like...
Yeah, like...
videotaping himself going to the Super Bowl, after Super Bowl, taking pictures.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah. It's just, I was like, that's wild, bro. I agree. I think it's just a play for, like, his new album and stuff like that.
So he doesn't want anything to do with his kids or Kim.
So the kids thing, yes. I do agree with him. I don't know if it's for his kids. I don't know if he really cares or not. But I also see it as, like... Is it more of his kids or if it's like, all right, this is going to keep everybody looking at me? Is this going to keep everybody looking
at me? It's like
attention grabbing. Yeah. Is this going to, and, you know, we all love our kids. We all, you know, whether we act like it or not, like, you know, and everybody's into Kanye's kids, you know, everybody loves Kanye's kids. So, yeah, man, I don't know. Everybody loves Kanye's kids. And North is like the oldest, too. You can't really, like, pick on the other kids because they're still, like, super young. So. Yeah. But North is more of like the one that's moving around the most.
Right.
And doing the most, so.
Yeah, bro. You never knew with Kanye.
You never know. I'd say the same thing for Kim, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I've never seen Kim, and it's not saying that she's not a great mother or anything like that. I just don't, because I know how people are going to make it seem. You're trying to say she's not a, no, I'm just thinking that when it comes to like, she's been in a business life for so long. When you've been a business-minded person, and you know what I mean, you see like, your kids or whatever. You know, Kim Kardashian is who she is. Mm-hmm. And so when that person has children, like I said, most people get more interested in the kids and who the kids are and how are they being developed and stuff.
Yeah.
So what do? You make them a TikTok so they can kind of have a see into the kid's life and stuff. And I can see that from a business standpoint. Because once the kid gets old enough and they have that following and that impressions and stuff like that, they can start building their own businesses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Kim gets to control that. We talk about Kim's mom, the other Jenner, who she doesn't really have a spotlight to me, but we all know who helped create
Chris.
Chris. So we all know who helped, you know, build this generation of Kardashians.
That's
and
true.
Maybe Kim's like, yo.
Trying to do the next thing.
Man. And like, again, I don't want to make it seem like she's not being a great mother. She's probably doing a lot behind the scenes. But we're just talking about from the business. She's been business-minded her entire life.
Yeah, right.
She's been business-minded her entire life.
Basically,
so,
North's the next one up.
North is. She's the oldest. She's the next one up. She's, you know. And I can even understand if Kanye was like, all right, that's fine. But still let her be a kid. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
Still let her be a child and let her grow up. Let her, if she wants to do that stuff, maybe North doesn't even want to do that. You get what I'm saying? Like,
what age? What age would you guys let your kids get on social media?
That is a great question. That's a great question because I don't have the direct answer for you. So I'm gonna give you a bullshit answer. My answer is subject to change.
Social media? It would only be YouTube for me, honestly.
You said YouTube for you?
YouTube only?
Yeah, like no Facebook.
I don't think I could do bro.
We gotta start
low. I'll start with Facebook before YouTube.
They got a kids YouTube.
Yeah, like a safe YouTube, safe or something.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Safe play or nothing like.
Okay.
I think.
Do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can also like.
It's a little safer.
You think so?
YouTube is a little safer. You can really filter out. Because on TikTok, you can't filter out the bullshit, really, bro.
Yeah, oh, no. I would not start with TikTok.
Put your kid on TikTok?
No. I would not start. I'm going to be honest with you.
Before you pages can turn into.
Unless you're doing like.
Cheek clapping.
I don't know what it is. Unless you're doing like. There was one dude, and if somebody in the comments can make this name, it was a dude that made like, it was a kid, excuse me, a kid that made like $9 million off of just doing toy reviews on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Cool.
Gotcha. Right? Like, that makes sense, because the kid's doing toys.
Yeah.
Get that motherfucker away from YouTube after the toy shit
and that money
or whatever.
Coming,
and okay, that makes sense. But if I'm, it would have to be more of like, of Facebook for me, because I feel like I can monitor who the friends are, who adds and who doesn't add. Like Facebook has kind of gotten to a point where, like, bro, if you say even swear words on Facebook, they'll throw you in Facebook jail. Mm. So you got to watch how you even word shit in there. Like the algorithm even picks up on the wording. Mm. And I've seen people say just regular shit and they get put in YouTube jail. They get put in Facebook jail. Mm. So I would start with Facebook so I can monitor the friendships that come in and monitor the messages and stuff like that. Then probably move up a little bit. Mm. I kind of feel
age,
like,
though.
Yeah, well, hey.
Oh, you got toddlers. That you got to have something to shut them up.
Because they do be on the iPads.
Yeah,
that's true.
Put them on.
You got to have something to shut them up.
Put Yo Guppy Guppy on or something.
But also, let's talk about that real quick. But that's also the problem, too, because think about us. I'll say more of us than, you as well. You're not that old. I mean, that young.
Shit.
Think about us, bro. We didn't have that, bro.
We did not have that.
And I think that is the problem, too, is like everybody goes, what can shut my kid up versus like, all right, let me raise my child.
Let me
let my child have fun outside. Like, how many times do we see kids really go outside like that?
Yeah.
Like, we live in a neighborhood where there's a whole bunch of kids running around having fun and all that. You don't see a pad in sight. You don't see a YouTube, none of that. Not saying they don't have that stuff, but they're outside most of the day.
You
know what I mean? I come back sometimes, take a nap, 1, 2 p.m., they're still outside riding scooters, doing what they're doing, skateboarding and things like that. Yeah. So we also got to get back to the point where we can put that stuff down. And so... I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know it's age, so I'm going to bullshit. And my shit is subject to change. I'll say 10. 10 is when
I'm just about to say that mine ain't going to happen for a while.
10.
10?
If I can help it.
If I can, yes, yeah, exactly. If you can help it. Yeah.
Even longer than 10?
Even longer than 10?
No, not, no.
10's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, for a while, once they're born, they ain't going to have it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't buying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if somebody else buys it, still, you know.
Because I just don't, I don't agree with just throwing something in front of a kid's face just because you want them to shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let them cry.
That's what we had to do. We had to go through the cry stages.
I had to cry myself to sleep.
Yeah, hey, man, wake up. You ain't going to die for that. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be all right, man.
And then when you get older, you realize, like, all right, bro, I'm really just tired or I'm bored or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But you went through the house and you created adventures. I remember making forts
when
I
was young. Imagination.
Yeah, bro.
We have no imagination.
Nigga used to camp in the living room.
Yes.
My Looney Tunes tent.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a whole tent.
I had a whole tent.
Tom and Jerry.
So inside.
Used to build it.
Yeah, and build it.
Chairs, blanket.
Man, we in there acting like we shooting out that motherfucker, man. I'm in the trenches. I was in World War II at 9, G.
You said I'm in the trenches.
I was in the trenches at 9. come on. And that, but that's what I'm saying.
Play with like, a space heater, just, something.
Yeah, but the space heater. With a space heater. Or man, I was the first T-Pain, bro. Like I was in the fan sitting there just singing
in the fan.
Yeah, man.
Out of tune.
Yeah, dog. I thought I was gonna be the next T-Pain, dog. Damn, so. Bro. That's just my thing. I sit here and I see it all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody's like, well, you know, social media's taking over our lives. Yeah, you, like, every time he gets mad, he gets on your nerves, you say, here's your iPad, go in the living room.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now we're getting mad when they get older and all they're doing is on YouTube and TikTok. And
they're programmed to do that.
We're part of that.
School,
yeah.
They go to school, find out about this app, then they end up downloading themselves.
And that's also like the domino effect is like when you give a kid something like that,
yeah.
And kids are so smart, bro. They're too smart for their own good. Yeah. And they go to searching.
That's why I wasn't that smart. Still ain't.
Yeah, man. They go to searching. You realize a kid can do stuff without you, man. My godniece was the worst. Because I was realizing she was doing stuff without, like, I was like, yo.
How did you do
that? How are you? You're nine.
Yeah.
You barely know how to spell. How are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's some scary. It is. It's kind of scary. Like if you think about it, you sit there and think about it a little bit. So yeah, man, I just don't think the kids need to have that type of power. Yeah. So I'll say 10 for everybody. 10 is subject to change.
10.
But it definitely not 5 or 6. Like I hate, I'll just go play with my child. Like I'll just go play with my child or let my child run around the house and do what she do. We can stick to dinosaurs and all that stuff.
Teach him some shit.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Like me growing up, my dad always like, even because all we had was a TV until PlayStation. Like we had like Genesis and all, but you couldn't
be playing.
Yeah,
like,
bro, that shit get boring. It's only fucking 3 levels.
Yeah. And the hardest shit.
And the hardest shit. So you got to put it down.
Yeah, you're going to put it
hard down. Hard as fuck. Made it impossible to beat. You know what I mean? So you're going to put it down. My dad made me invest in books. And he had me writing like essays all the time. He had me writing different essays.
Oh,
hey,
nah.
Even if you write in the same book. But
I would have moved out.
Yeah, moved out at the age of 10. Get out of my bed. Yeah, bro.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, I really loved books from that. I really loved books. Yeah. I learned to like use my imagination and shit.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, that was before like I actually got to just like sit in front of a TV and watch Dragon Ball Z. My dad would let me watch TV in like spurts and stuff like that, but I could always put the TV down and go read a book. And until I did it myself, like I was like, no, I don't want to watch TV. I want to go read a book. Now, you know, I'm probably not like that as much anymore, but you know, we gotta teach our kids
something.
Yeah, we gotta do something a little bit better than just throwing them in front of like a phone or.
It's like basically we should be teaching them instead of letting the device.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn from the device. They're just like what scrolling through, and you never know what they're gonna find. You don't know?
You do not. Man.
And we really don't watch. We really don't do a good job of like.
We do not, man.
Watching.
And this is also like not to like spurt like parents that. Actually, like, you know, go to work a lot or anything like that just are not at home. I'm not picking on them or anything like that, but I'm just saying, like, there needs to be, even if they're, like, programs in schools where, like, yo, everybody put their phone in the basket or something like that and let's use our imagination. Let's do other shit.
They're like, huh?
What the fuck? What you mean? I gotta watch the next Care Bear episode. Like, right. What? No, you don't.
Bro, someone said losing, like, people losing their phone is the same as, like, literally a near-death experience for people.
It is,
bro. That's like, if
your whole life is in here.
You know what I'm saying?
It's even to the point where some people don't even walk around with, like, their credit cards anymore because if you got an iPhone or even, like,
Apple Pay,
Google Pay.
Wallet. I'm about to see. Yeah, there you go. My shit got it too.
Yeah.
Android game.
Hold up, man, dog. Yeah. You know.
Don't be a galaxy.
The only thing that this bitch don't have is your car keys on it, man.
Yeah,
and
bro.
So
not yet.
Tesla's probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Someone tell me if they got a Tesla if their car keys are on that bitch.
That'd be hard.
That would be hard.
Yeah, on their phone.
But if you lose your phone, it's over.
The whole key file on your phone.
Yeah, that's over. That's over. So.
I was sick on the plane when I dropped it up on the seat.
Oh, like, you were going through it. Couldn't listen to your music.
Couldn't get to it.
Having withdrawals.
Couldn't get to it, man.
For like 4 hours. Just like, shit.
It was about 2.5
2.5 hours.
I had it for an hour. or so.
Oh, you had it for an hour.
Yeah, and until I dropped it.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck. You said, fuck.
Yeah, man. So that's in, yeah, bro. I just want us to do better, man. Shout out to Kanye too, man. Cause like I get what he's kind of going through, but if it's just for Donda 2, dog, cut that shit out, bro. I'm starting not to believe you at this point. Mm. It's like you fight for your family, but you with another model. Like what? Mm. What are we talking about, bro? It's okay. What are we talking about? He had his hands all in Julia Fox's ass. So in that model picture, I said, "You sure? You sure you fighting for your wife? Look like you fighting against your wife, the fuck?" So that's crazy, man. How do y'all feel about Kim and Pete? How do y'all feel about them?
That's so weird.
It's Pete, weird to
bro,
you?
Pete be getting them,
who
bro.
Was he just with,
Pete,
though?
Dude, why Pete get him? Pete just got him.
Pete had Ariana Grande,
right? Ariana, yeah. He had a couple models. I think he had Julia Fox or something. I think he had one of them.
It was somebody before Kim, though. Or was it was Kim, like, him before? Who was she dating before him?
No, I mean, she was married, bro.
Kim
was married the whole time.
It went straight from Kanye
to Pete. Yeah, it went from Kanye to Pete.
Oh, well, Pete had somebody else, then, before.
I think Pete gives us hope. Like, gives every dude hope.
Every
outside of him being rich,
he's funny too.
No, he is funny. He's a weirdo. He's
goofy.
He's goofy as fuck. Yeah. Like,
goofy
as fuck.
That sounded pain coming out of your mouth.
His face.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? That was some pain. Man, goofy as fuck. He even made the face with it.
I'm sitting here just thinking like
what you see in that man?
Ariana?
Skeet Davis?
Yeah, hey man. Hey guys, if you do not get you some money and be goofy, man. Just be goofy.
I wouldn't date Kim.
Be yourself.
I couldn't.
Why not?
You can date who?
I wouldn't date Kim.
Why not?
You couldn't date Kim?
It's too many. Kids? Too many bodies, yo.
Oh, the
too
bodies.
Many bodies. The bodies get you?
The bodies. They famous bodies at that. Like they're well known.
It's a lot of famous bodies.
Ray J, Reggie Bush, Nick Cannon.
Honestly, if I'm single, that'd probably make me go harder, actually. Nah. If I get that, dude, I'm on a trophy. I need a trophy.
I hit, but I ain't gonna date her.
If I ain't gonna date her, though. My no-none-having-ass name as motherfucker just comes up with Kim.
I feel like you're on Mount Rushmore.
Man, they gonna take pictures of me eating ice cream.
Nigga looking for paparazzi. He looking for the paparazzi.
You looking for TMZ? Yeah,
I'm calling him myself.
Hey, dog, we going coming to down Melrose right now.
Dinner on her.
Dinner on Kim K.
I ain't got it. I'm like Trisha K. I ain't got it. I ain't got the money. Oh no,
this is gonna be pictures of Kim and just Jerry looking like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, lollipops and ice cream.
They gonna love me because I'm gonna see them. I'm not looking down, looking sexy, none of that. I'm just I see y'all over there. You see me?
Do you see me now? That's funny, dog.
I'm calling Kanye myself. He come over. I want to sit down. Hey, brother,
I just want to have a conversation.
Man,
getting some beats.
I feel like I'd be a great stepdad.
You would be a great stepdad.
You're a great stepdad, bro. I'd be a great stepdad in that situation, dog. I'm a great stepdad.
Just Jeremiah.
He's like, yo, you had Kanye? I'm like, yo, you had Kanye? Crazy.
You gonna be in there
nigga that wrote the
out.
Blueprint?
Yeah. Fanning out hard.
Yeah, bro, I'm the worst. I don't care about none of that. Yeah, man. I like Pete, man. I think, like, Maul, and shout out to Maul, too, from, he said something really, like, profound, too, because it's like, not Maul. Maul didn't say that. It was Charlamagne. Excuse me. Charlamagne the God was talking about, they were talking about their relationship as well, and it's like, when you're someone like Kim who has everything, damn near everything, right? Already has the kids, already has
all the money.
She can get whatever she wants. She has a fur Tesla. Like, she can have whatever she wants. At that point, you know, the most thing you probably crave is normalcy. Like, you want to be able to sit down with somebody and grow old with somebody. Like, you've done the work. You've done everything. Your money's not going to stop coming in. Your kids are going to be great. You know what I mean? You're not with Kanye anymore. So you're thinking about what's next. What's the next type of partner I want? And so every picture I see them in, and maybe it's, like, choreographed or whatever, but they look like a normal couple.
It's like on Saturday Night Live, she even said
Pete and
that.
Kim?
Yeah.
Even it just looked like a normal couple.
On Saturday Night Live, she was even like, all she wanted was like personality.
Yeah.
all she was missing was Kanye. From Kanye was actual personality.
Yeah.
So that's what Pete gives her, bro. Just some
yeah, bro. So, you normal. Know what I mean? At the peak, when you have everything you want, you have it. You can get it if you wanted it. Like, what do you crave? You, like, only thing I haven't had is a normal life, just to come home to somebody and they're there and they make me laugh and we can watch Netflix.
Yeah.
We can watch the Tinder Swindler.
Yeah. Tinder Swindler?
Where? Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, bro.
Tinder Swindler.
Yeah, bro. You don't know about a Tinder Swindler?
Bro, put him on Tinder Swindler.
Yeah,
bro.
Tinder Swindler, man. This man that swindled. He swindled like $10 million out of women.
Swindled.
Yeah, bro.
Swindling.
Swindled. Swiper, no swiping. $10 million out of women.
Swiper, no swiping.
I said I was going to make me one.
What?
A tender?
A tender.
You should.
Money bag E.
Yeah, bro, you got to be money bag E, bro. Yeah,
you got to have a whole look on the profile.
They going to love you.
They going to love you.
At least you ain't like 42 Doug and then like that. You ain't like 4'2".
Yeah, 4'2 Doug.
Yeah, bro. 4 foot
2 inch Doug.
We're going to help you out. Make it seem like I'm taller.
That's really wild, too, because like that whole thing was like, How do you let somebody swindle you out of that much money?
I don't know. How does he get away with it?
Yeah, bro. I just want to know the psyche of what was going through your head. Like, for a motherfucker to call you and ask you for, like, you know, that amount of money, like $10,000, $20,000. It keeps going up. Like, some of these girls were taking out loans.
And you know what's funny, bro? Damn.
Your credit's that good that you took out $20,000.
It's not even the first time we're hearing this. Like, niggas in Africa used to scam girls all across the United States.
Yeah, bro. So it's like, yo. it makes me look at like Tinder a little bit differently. Cause I used to think like, all right, are people really pulling off that motherfucker? Like
on Tinder?
Yeah. This nigga got $10 million off of women. Then went to jail for a couple months. And now he's back on Tinder. He's back on.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, bro. He's back on there. Aladdin is back doing the same shit that he was doing.
Aladdin.
And man, he's doing the same shit, dog. That shit is crazy.
He's a swindler.
Hey, man. Hey, ladies, y'all got to watch out. They say pretty privilege is a woman thing. They said pretty privilege is a woman thing. This is my last thoughts. Now we understand that men got it too. Cause
pretty privilege?
Way. Yeah, he wasn't an ugly guy.
Oh, he was always good looking? I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen it? No. Yeah, it's on Netflix, bro. Look at it.
He's good looking.
He's not ugly. He's not ugly.
I mean, you actually kind of have to be.
Yeah, he's not ugly.
He couldn't
ugly.
Be ugly and get that. He couldn't. He couldn't be some ugly.
I mean, he was past himself off as a billionaire and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
And like, he had the look. Other, but like, yeah, he wasn't no ugly dude. Yeah.
So
bro.
Did he ever meet up with any of these females?
Yeah, he did.
He met up.
He met them. He met them, had dinner with them in the same fucking places.
Damn.
Yo, he was methodical with it too.
That's crazy.
Like, yo, he was, yeah. I wish he put that much energy into actually doing something in life.
Man.
But
yeah, so don't believe you on downloading that bit now.
He's like, I'm about to get it.
I'm finna give me some money.
That's crazy, bro.
Hey man, pretty privilege goes towards women. Men too, dog. So watch out.
I'm
for
I'm a catfishy hoe. Don't put a picture of a goddamn Chris Brown or some a similar.
Chris Brown.
Someone who looks kind of similar to
man.
To Breezy.
Hey man, like, subscribe, comment.
To Breezy, man. I can't meet up. I'm sorry.
What you doing?
I don't know.
You don't know? See, you got to come up with a statement. This man was coming up with, he was like sending them like the little voice messages on iPhone.
I'll find a way. Yeah. I'll find a way.
See, now y'all got to watch out. Y'all got to watch out for
him. He's the next one.
He's the next one, man. But anyway, y'all guys got something else, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Another one
in the books. Appreciate y'all, man. Like, subscribe, comment. Appreciate you boys for coming in.
E over there.
Fuck, man.
Fuck that nigga ASAP. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you mad at ASAP?
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that. Cut this.
You mad.